For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Earlier this week on the Cultural Baggage Show, we had two guests, one of which is Howard Wooldridge, a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. This is part of a discussion I had with him.
Howard, the mechanisms of the drug war are becoming more obvious and ugly, I think, as each day passes. You want to talk about how you see the drug war here in the U.S.?
Yeah, I agree with your analysis, Dean. The drug warriors are getting more desperate, putting out more and more bad information to straightforward lies. That's the bad news. The good news is, as I've crisscrossed the country this year in my Chevy truck instead of my horse, I've been receiving wonderful feedback from Rotaries, Kiwanis, Lions, regular folks that this policy is a failure and we need to change it and we want to hear some new ideas. And that is what I've seen in the 7 years I've been in the drug reform movement, is the willingness of people across America to at least listen now to new ideas.
Right, and I think there's even a new batch, if you will, of people who are willing to stand up, stand beside you in saying these same things.
Right, I'm down here right now. I'm looking out of Miami, Biscayne Bay. I just attended the National Latino Officers, Police Officers Association meeting, and talked to dozens and dozens of Hispanic officers from across the country, and the ones that I was talking to, overwhelmingly were in favor of changing drug policy, of ending most, if not all, of the concept of war on drugs. My fellow colleagues in law enforcement, police work, know this is not only a failure, but it's getting too many people hurt and killed that don't need to be, and they were very willing to listen to the leap message of end prohibition now.
You speak of these conferences you attend. This is not the first. There was a couple of others earlier this year?
Correct. We received some funding from Eric Sterling's people, and we've attended 7 conferences this year, all the way from Seattle, Washington, with the National Sheriff's Association, down here to Miami, the Noble Conference, that's the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement in Dallas. We've gone to 7 of these things, and the response has been pretty much across the board, tremendous response, positive response from our colleagues in law enforcement, that we need to get rid of this drug war, and if you got a drug problem, see a doctor in a clinic, not a police officer in a prison.
Jack Cole, the head of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc, told me that up to 85% of these police at these conventions are for ending the war on drugs. The cops get it. The judges get it. Everybody gets it, except so very few are brave enough to stand up and say the emperor has no clothes. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.